The latest study of Gulf War illnesses has a surprising result. A panel of outside experts selected by the Veterans Affairs Department is about to issue a report that disagrees with other scientific reports about the illnesses. A report drafted by the panel concludes that there is a probable link between the ailments reported by Gulf War veterans and chemicals such as sarin gas. The report says these chemicals, so-called neurotoxins, are the likeliest explanation for the fatigue, muscle and joint pain, memory loss, and dizziness suffered by about one-third of veterans of the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Joining us next is Jennifer Cousin, who broke the story in Science magazine. She says this panel came to unique conclusions.
Well, this panel was convened a couple of years ago, and some of its members are researchers who have long supported these conclusions that neurotoxins are behind Gulf War illness.
Well, that raises the question then, can their findings be trusted? They suspected this was what they would find. They went and found it?
Certainly, the VA is officially saying that, yes, their conclusions can be trusted, and the members of the panel with whom I spoke for this story explained to me that they did go through a fair amount of discussion and spoke with a number of experts before arriving at their conclusions, but others would disagree with that assessment.
Well, let's talk about some of the evidence that they did come up with. One part of the report focused on so-called PB pills. These were pills taken to protect against nerve gas. Is there new evidence here that implicates these pills in the sicknesses?
Well, these pills, the full name is pyridostigmine bromide pills, and like you say, they were taken to protect against another kind of nerve gas by a number of the troops. These pills have been looked at for a while as to whether they could be behind Gulf War illness. One of the problems is that there was relatively poor record keeping during the first Gulf War as to which troops were taking what, and it's not known which troops took the PB pills, which makes it difficult to link them definitively with Gulf War illness. As far as I know, there have been some studies ongoing, and certainly some of the panel members have pointed to some new evidence linking these pills to Gulf War illness, but others don't feel that new evidence is convincing and say it has not been replicated by other labs.
Well, now, what are the other possible sources of illness that this panel points to?
Well, I would say that there are sarin gas, like you pointed out, is another one. And essentially, these belong to a class of neurotoxins that are called acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, and in high doses can certainly cause some problems. The panel's arguing that in low doses, that there was low dose exposure to, for example, sarin gas that a number of the troops experienced, and that would explain the longer-term problems.
And this is a story that's often been repeated. The U.S. apparently bombed an ammunition dump that may have had some nerve gas inside of it. That would have been the source?
That was one source, yes, that the panel argues. That they also would argue that there were other exposures that were not recorded. That one was recorded, but there's a belief that troops were exposed in other parts of the country or at other times during that war, and that those were not recorded.
Jennifer Cousin is a staff writer at Science magazine reporting on some perhaps controversial findings of a new panel on Gulf War illness. Thanks very much.
Thank you.